Brother Burkholder gathered the sad group close. "The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you," he reminded. "Remember that. Sometimes it may look like he has gone away, but he hasn't. He loves and cares for you." Hetty tried not to cry in front of her 5 children. The load on her shoulders felt so heavy. Her now fatherless children looked to her for comfort. The 4 oldest tried to understand why Papa was never coming home again, but little Maddie could not. "I want my Papa. I don't want him in that box. He felt so cold. I want my Papa to come home," cried the 4-year-old. Brother Burkholder picked up the little girl in his strong arms and held her closely. What could he say that would make any sense to this troubled child? "Do you remember our Sunday school song about our Heavenly Father in the Promised Land? All of you sing it with me." "I have a Father in the Promised Land. I have a Father in the Promised Land. The Savior calls me, I must go to meet him in the Promised Land. I'll away to the Promised Land. I'll away to the Promised Land. The Savior calls me, I must go to meet him in the Promised Land." Now you have 2 fathers in the Promised Land. There, your papa will never be sick and have pain again. Your papa loved the Lord and loved the Bible and to go to church. He is happy now in heaven, which is the Promised Land. He is there with Jesus. Sometime when Jesus comes for you, you can see your Heavenly Father and your papa. After that, Maddie sang her Promised Land song over and over. She told anyone who listened, "Now I have 2 fathers in the Promised Land." Hetty was thankful for Brother Oscar Burkholder. He and his wife Mary did so much for her and the children after their papa's death. They and other church people helped, and all too soon the sale was over and the truck packed. Hetty and her children climbed into Uncle Dory's car for the 600-mile drive. Maddie sat quietly on her mother's knee. "Are we going to the Promised Land, Mama?" "No, Maddie, we're going to Grandpa Martin's to live. You do not know your grandpa, but he loves you." Hetty sighed and bit back her tears. Did her children know what was ahead for them? Her brother-in-law had brought the message that the 5 children were all going into different homes of relatives once they arrived in Maryland. That night, Big Sister comforted, "Maddie, don't cry. God knows where we are and is taking care of us." She, too, was frightened by the loud shouting coming from downstairs of the hotel. None of them had ever slept in a hotel before. But Mama said that the next day they would be at Grandpa's. When the tall, white-haired man wanted to shake her hand, Maddie was shy of her grandfather. Several aunts and uncles were there, too, to greet the weary travelers. One aunt came up to Big Sister and said gently, "We want you to come live with us, so get your suitcase. Big Brother will come, too." Big Sister began to cry and cry. She looked at Mama, but saw only an exhausted, weeping woman who had no more strength to give. Several days later, Middle Sister went to live with Cousin to help her with her young family. But Middle Brother stayed with Maddie and Mama for a while. Maddie couldn't understand why Mama began to work all week in a home in town. Sundays were special when Mama would come home. Aunties now had a new home where Maddie lived. Middle Brother came there often from Uncle's because he was sickly. Now Maddie only sang her Promised Land song when Mama came home. Mama understood about 2 fathers in the Promised Land. Everyone tried to be kind. Maddie loved the gift of a little black dolly who had her very own little red high chair. But Maddie had troubles. Aunties lived in town and were busy. They could not always know what Maddie would be doing. So after first grade was over, a visit was made one Sunday to Uncle Ed's. Natty played happily with cousins on the farm. While playing, she fell and hurt her knee. She hurried to the house for her mother to help her bleeding knee. But Mama was not there. Neither were aunties. Uncle Ed said she was left behind to stay for the summer. Mattie cried and cried. That summer, to celebrate Mattie's 7th birthday, Auntie took her middle sister and brother and some cousins to Hershey Zoo. That was so much fun. School was a happy time when Mattie again stayed with aunties. Mama came there on Sundays, and that was a great day. On some Sundays, all five came together for a few hours. Second grade was over. Mattie had friends who were not good for her. Mama and aunties prayed much for her to have a real home. Cousin Emma and Paul had no children. They thought of Mattie, so they invited her to their home for a visit. "You are going for a train ride tomorrow to have a visit with cousins," Mama told Mattie one Sunday. Mattie was used to going to many homes by this time. Usually everyone was nice to her. Maybe these new people would be nice to her and give her a gift as others had done. "May I sit by the window?" Mattie asked Cousin Emma. "Yes, you'll see better where we are going. We will go to Pennsylvania where we live." That week, Cousin sewed two new dresses for Mattie's 8th birthday. They were so pretty and special. "Your mama wants you to come home to Auntie's," announced Cousin Emma one day. "Someone special is coming there." The train ride seemed so long. "Are we soon there? Who is visiting Auntie's? It's so hard to wait." Big sister came to meet them at the train station. She took Mattie by the hand and seemed so happy. At Auntie's, Mattie saw that all the brothers and sisters were there with Mama waiting for her, and she was so happy for that. "Who is here, Mama? Who is here?" Mattie was so excited. Just then, Brother Burkholder came out the door. Oh, what a surprise! "Mattie, how you have grown! Today is your 8th birthday, and I have come to help you celebrate." Brother Burkholder put his arm around his little friend. Mattie was speechless. Warmth just flooded over her as she leaned against Brother Burkholder. How good it felt. He was no stranger to her, as these many relatives had seemed. After her special birthday meal, where everyone was so happy, Mattie began coloring in her new book. Middle sister came to help her. "Did you like it at Cousin Emma's?" "You're going to live there for always," informed sister. "No, no, no!" suddenly screamed Mattie. She began to kick the floor and became very upset. "Come here, Mattie." Brother Burkholder took her by the hand and pulled her to him. "This is to be your happy day. Now you feel very sad, and I am sorry. Do you remember that day 4 years ago? We sang the Promised Land song, and I told you now that you have two fathers in the Promised Land." "Yes," sobbed Mattie. "That was a sad day, too. But God has promised to never leave you. He cares very much for you, Mattie. Sometime you will understand this better. But you must believe me. You need a good home. These cousins are lonely for a child. You will have a good home there. It will make your papa and your heavenly father happy for you to have a good home. Can you trust cousin to give you a good home?" Mattie quieted as she again leaned on Brother Burkholder's knee. She tried to accept this idea of a new home. She did want her papa and her heavenly father to be happy for her. Maybe she could learn to be happy there, too, and to sing her Promised Land song.